Let's all stand before we do anything else. Let's stand up. Let's raise up our hands and raise up our voices. And let's glorify our God. Let's give Him the praise and give Him the honor. For without Him, we are undone. He is our hope. He is our promise. He is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our God. He is our friend. He is our hope and our promise. Jesus, we love You, Lord God. We honor You this night. Lord, we exalt Your name. Father, You are welcome in this house. We hunger for Your presence, O God. Lord, You have the power to change and to transform, to heal, to minister. Jesus, You are welcome in this house tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's honor Him. Jesus, we love You, Almighty God. We love You, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. While you are standing, thank you, Pastor, for letting me come and having faith in me to open the Word tonight. It is a privilege. If you'd open up your Bibles to Luke, the 7th chapter. I'm going to try using this microphone. I hope I don't hit myself in the nose with it. I've given up on using the earpiece because I drop it and I fight with it all the time. So it's going to be either this or this. We may go back and forth. If you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 7, familiar story, starting at verse 11. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Folks, back in those days and in that economy, women didn't own much of anything. And it was upon the burden of the son to take care of his parents. But she was a widow and had no husband. And behold, her son was dead. And she faced a life of struggle. And a large crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, everybody say that with me tonight. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came, and he touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his mother. And then fear came upon all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up amongst us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all of Judea and to all the surrounding region. If you'd pray with me, Lord Jesus, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you anoint this word tonight. That, Father, that we hunger, Lord God, to hear what you have to say to us tonight. Open up our hearts to receive. Give us greater understanding tonight, O God. That, Lord, you are all-powerful. And you, God, reign in all majesty and power. And, Lord Jesus, talk to our hearts tonight. Minister to us tonight, O God. Lord, let us be changed. Let us be transformed. And through this word tonight, O God, let us draw closer to you. And Jesus, let us walk out of here different than when we came in tonight. Lord, by the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost, O God, that, Lord, we have sang, we have worshiped, we have praised you. And tonight, O God, we now open up your word and ask that you minister to us through your word. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Now, folks, I am not known for being long-winded. Well, my wife disagrees with me at times, but I am not known. And tonight, I will not talk, I promise, for more. Well, I practiced this at home tonight, and it didn't go for more than an hour and a half. Praise the Lord. Folks, I would like for us to go on a journey tonight. If I could have my little, there it is. Folks, if it was 2,000 years ago, I'd say, let's go hop in a boat and all of us go for sailing tonight. But times have changed. But if just for a little while tonight, if we could imagine that all of us, our church family, the Apostolic Christian Church, if all of us could just take a brief flight with me tonight. If I could just imagine, we'd need a big plane, wouldn't we? How about a 747? I think that should work. In fact, you know, we could have areas for different people. We could have the young folks. You could have your own section on the plane. You and the Coles having your own youth ministry going on right there. We could have a nursery for the little ones that run across the floor and out the door like this morning. They could have their own section, and we could have a place on the plane for the older people. In fact, a 747 is so big that, you know, we could even have a section for the old grumpy people. They could have their own place upstairs on the second floor of the plane. But folks, there's room on that plane for those who mourn. There would be place on that plane for those who are sick. There would be room on the plane for those who are troubled in their spirit and in their mind. We would even make room for those who battle addiction. Because, folks, we are all one family. We are the Apostolic Christian Church. And everybody is welcome in this church. This is your home. Now, you may have had a great family, or you may have had a dysfunctional mess. But, folks, you are all welcome in this house. We are all one family. And when one has joy, we all have joy. And when one praises, we all praise. And when one struggles, we all struggle. And when one is sick, we feel that sickness. And when one mourns, we mourn with them. Because we are all one family. Because we have been bought with one blood. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are one people who serve one God. Amen. Let's give a shout of praise tonight. We are a family because he purchased us with one blood, baptized in one name, and filled with one spirit. Hallelujah. We are his children. Well, folks, the plane's about ready to take off, and it's a short journey. Now, I would like to share a story. Some years ago, I was at Port Columbus. Now I think it's called Port John Glenn something or other. I don't know what it is. But this little guy came up to me, And he was talking Spanish of some dialect. Wasn't anything I understood. It was mixed in with a bunch of other words. But one word I could understand was De Chicago. De Chicago. And I looked at him and I said, no, De Columbus. De Columbus. And, well, I had to get some help. I had to look at his ticket. I had to go to an agent. I had to get an interpreter. And by sign language and stumbling around, we found out that he was flying from New York to Chicago with the layover in Columbus. The plane landed to pick up people, but he got off. Oh, my. Folks, stay on the plane tonight. Okay? Stay on the plane. We may land a few times to pick up some people along the way. But if you get off the plane too early tonight, you're going to be at a place where you're going to be confused. And you're going to not get the whole story. And you're going to be surrounded by people who don't understand a thing of what you're talking about. Because you got off at the wrong place at the wrong time. Would you please stay on the plane with me tonight until we arrive at our destination? No need to walk out of here totally confused when we can walk out of here totally restored. Amen. Amen. Stay on the plane. Only landing to pick up some people. LJ, I got to get my glasses. Must be an important message. I came with two pair of glasses tonight. Folks, we're going to a special destination tonight on our flight. Not going to heaven, at least not yet. Now, he can split the eastern sky anytime he wants to, and that's fine, but where I'm going is a little short of that. Now, folks, I'm not a pilot. I'm just the activity director. We have a pilot in the house. I have nominated Joe to be the pilot. Folks, we're going someplace tonight, and I won't be long-winded to get there. And it may be a place that you have never been, but when we get there, I hope you'll never want to leave it. Can I give it a shout-out to Brother Cole and the youth group tonight? Can I give a shout-out to them and the work that they do? Yes, they deserve it. Let's give them another hand of applause. They deserve it. Praise God. Last month or so, in a fit of madness, Brother Cole asked me to come and talk to the youth group. I don't think they've recovered from the shock yet. Brother Cole, I don't know if you have those pictures, but if you could picture Brother Cole and I wearing aprons. And we had a table set up and all this powder and stuff. We were working with non-Newtonian fluids. Now, for what that's worth, you can look it up on Google later. Just trust me, it was a mess. But we had a good time. And we talked about the difference between science and a miracle. And when the youth walked out of there that night, they knew that science was something that God gave us. Amen? Science didn't give us God. God created science. Can I get a witness to that tonight? And they knew that a miracle happened when God stepped into a hopeless situation and changed it by his divine power and his authority. That's what they learned that night. They also learned that I'm not particularly smart because we made a mess. There was powder all over the floors. Brother Cole looked like he was dipped in flour. It took us hours to clean up, vacuuming and rags and mopping up that stuff. But we had a blast. And if you ever want me back, call me because I totally and thoroughly enjoyed myself. Folks, I'm not the sharpest knife in the kitchen, but I know when to have fun in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, youth group, for having me over there with you. Now, folks, many experiences have brought us together. And we are together as a family. We share each other's sorrows, pains. Yes, just as much as we celebrate each other's victories. Most of what I am going to share tonight is focused upon my new family members that have come out of Celebrate Recovery. You are welcome home, and you are welcome to your new church family. However long you are there at that house, when you leave, wherever you go, anywhere in this world, I want you to know that you have a home here at the Apostolic Christian Church in Mount Vernon, Ohio. There are people here who will pray with you and pray for you. Whether you're here or not, I want you to know that the prayers of this family go forward for you. Amen. As well as everyone else, we pray and lift up our family members. Amen. Welcome home and welcome to the family. Last month, for the first time, the Recovery Group for Men had a guest speaker. They invited me to come and to talk to them, not for 15 minutes or a half hour. I was there for 2 hours talking to my brothers, my new family, about what God can do in their lives. Amen? And shared with them that there are men and women of this church who have walked down the same path, had the same struggles, went through the same problems, and by the power and the move of a loving God, by the precious blood of the Lamb, by being baptized in the name of Jesus and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, that their lives were changed. And they're still in this church, raising families, serving God, getting on with their lives. Because, folks, there is nothing that is greater than the power of Jesus Christ. There is nothing. There is no sickness. There is no grief. There is no sorrow. There is no addiction. There is no drug. There is nothing that is greater than the power when Jesus Christ steps in the platform and says, "Be healed. Be whole. Be restored. You're one of mine. You belong to me. You're part of the family of God." And he can add new purpose and new life and new direction into our lives. I'm glad I was privileged to go there. And some of the men have even asked me to be a mentor unto them. So I gave him my phone number. I said, wherever you're at, 24/7, whatever you're going through, you can call me. And I will pray with you. I will pray for you. I will lift you up because you're part of my family. You're part of my family. And I know a God who can take care of any situation or circumstance that you face. Amen. I know a God, wherever you are at. One exercise I did was that I had them come in from break, and they took a bunch of chairs. Remember that, Jimmy? Had them change in all different directions, the chairs facing all ways. And I told the guys, go sit on a chair, have a seat. So one chair facing here, one guy facing over there, one over there. I said, that's your mind on drugs. So you can't see right because of the drugs. your perception of reality has changed because of the drugs. That's why you make poor decisions, because of the drugs. But I know a God. I said, I know a God who can step in and restore right thinking and give you a right vision and give you new purpose. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? How many of us in this church tonight have had God step into a situation that was beyond our repair and in one word, in one session, restored us, restored our minds, restored our health, gave us a vision and a hope and a promise of an eternity to be spent with Him. Folks, I'm here to build faith. I'm here to give you a word of promise. Our God is able. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Our God is able. He does this by His word. Now, folks, I've been at churches, I call them Brand X, I'm not being mean. They don't want you to bring your Bible. They want to open the Word. They'll tell you what to believe. But folks, when you go to places like that, you get results that come from that. Or you can come here and hear the Word of God. You can open the Bible and read word for word. You can hear words that can change your life. You can have physical healing. Yes, you can have emotional healing. Right. Folks, we're in mid-flight. I'm not long-winded, trust me. But we're going somewhere else tonight. And all of us, the church family, are welcome there. Now, a couple of years ago, I love stories. A couple of years ago, I was going up 314, and there's a fruit stand up there on State Route 314, an Amish place, and I pulled in. They had peaches. Anybody else here love peaches? I love my peaches. Almost as much as I love pineapple upside down cake. It's a photo finish. But I love good peaches. I pulled out and said, how much are your peaches? He said, $22.50 a box. I said, wait a minute. I can go down the road and get them for $15. He says, yeah, but he says, you ain't never tasted anything like this. And he took out his pocket knife and started cutting open a peach. You know what the first thing went to my mind? What has he been doing with that pocket knife? Amen, right? The first thing went through my mind. He's an Amish guy on a farm. What's he been doing with that pocket knife? But it was too late. He'd already sliced the peach open and handed me a big old chunk of it, and it had this scarlet color to it. In church, I popped that big old hunk of peach in my mouth, and I bit down.
Oh, my.
I bit down on that peach. It was close to heaven. The juice just ran out of my mouth. It was running down my chin. Okay, I just have to admit it. It was dripping on my shirt. It was the greatest peach I'd ever eaten. And I didn't care about the pocket knife after that. I said, 22. I said, give me the whole box. In fact, when I pulled into the driveway later that afternoon in my truck, my wife and Sister Maxine sitting there, I had two boxes. I ate peaches like I was going to die. It was the best peaches I ever had. Oh, my. Folks, it was phenomenal. It tastes so good. But, folks, food may fill you up for a while. But there is one food. I said there is one food that will, hey, can I get a witness tonight? There is one food that will fill you for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it's right here in this book. Oh yes, the best food in the world is right here. It will fill you for a lifetime. It's sweeter than any peach. It's sweeter and better than any pineapple upside down cake. Everything we need for a balanced life and a balanced diet, how to live right, is right here in God's Word. Can I get a witness to that tonight? Every time I pick it up, every time I read it, I am fed. Amen. I am blessed by the power that is in this book. You want victory in your life? It's right here. You want to overcome addiction? It's right here. The power is in His Word. Amen. I'm telling you, our lives can be transformed by the power that is in this book. It said, blessed are the hungry, for they shall be filled. Let me round that out for you. Blessed are the hungry, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the hungry, for they shall be satisfied. You're hungry, you can be satisfied. You're sick, you can have comfort and healing. When you mourn and sorrow, you can be refreshed. When you struggle, you can have peace and reassurance. Those that have struggled with addiction, I want to tell you tonight that you can have freedom. You can have release. And you can have restoration here tonight. And you can only get it through Jesus Christ. This plane and this family is on one giant testimony to the mercy and the grace and the love and the restoring power of Jesus Christ. Folks, there are people who mourn, those who have lost loved ones along the way. Their life may feel like it's a barren and dry desert. That sometimes when we go through tough situations, we struggle. We can lose our direction. Or sometimes we feel like we have lost our purpose in life. We can be like that widow whose hope was being carried out of that city on a wood slab. The prophet Isaiah said this to those that mourn. If I could have Isaiah 41:18, please. He said, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys, and I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. When you feel that you're in a desert, that there is no hope for tomorrow, my God says that there is a tomorrow. My God says that there is still a work for us to do, that He will bring the refreshing that only He can give. Amen. Folks, we all grieve. We all go through tough times. We've all had to say goodbye to some loved ones. But folks, our God will give us refreshing and a new hope and a new promise. Many of you remember Sister Maxine Bishop. Miss her. Miss her. She'd lay in bed at night and say her prayers. Remember the time I baptized? I got a chance to baptize her in Jesus' name. She accused me of holding her under the water a little longer than normal. But I said, there is just some extra bubbles coming up. Don't worry about it. You were fine. She was a homebody. Her and her husband, Bob, stayed at home. Didn't do much. Went fishing, went shopping, stayed around. But Bob was gone, and Maxine came to live with us. The first chance we got, we took her down to see the Smoky Mountains. And I'll never forget First time she got to see that scene, those giant mountains filling the skyline. And she cried out and she said, "Thank you, Jesus, that I have lived this long to see the beauty of your handwork. The beauty that only you could give." She kept a little diary. When she passed, we found them, all these little books that she had written. And it was all about the good things that God had done in her life. In the latter years of her life, how she was blessed. Folks, it's never too late to come to God. It's never too late to get your life right. It's never too late to be blessed by God and to see the beauty of His majesty. I remember taking her to the ocean for the first time, 80-some years old. Walked her over the sand dune, put her feet in the Atlantic Ocean. First words out of her mouth, "Thank you, Jesus, for the beauty and the majesty of the work of your hands." Took her back upstairs. Sister Maxine was addicted to strawberries. Stopped and picked up 3 quarts when we got there. Susan and I had to run out to the store for a while when we came back. Poor old Sister Maxine with red lips, red fingers, had eaten all 3 quarts. Had to have some intercessory prayer that evening. I miss her. But folks, there is a God who can ease our pain. There is a God who gives us peace and reassurance when we go through the tough times. For those who have faced addiction and all the consequences that come with it, and folks, there are a lot of consequences. It's not just about the drugs. It's about the jail and the judge. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We're family here tonight. But I have a word of hope and promise. If I could have 1 Corinthians on the screen. No temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to man. But God is faithful. Let's try that again. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. May I just say tonight, though you may have struggled with addiction, may you still have some problems with addiction. I understand that. But God will make a way. He will make a way in your life that you can have victory over addiction. You can walk out of here a new creation in Christ. Can I get a witness tonight? Let's clap our hands to the Lord. I know what I'm talking about. We have walked down the same street, had the same struggles. Amen. But God is able. God is able. There is nothing that has overtaken you except that which is common to man. There are people that were before you faced addiction, and there will be people after you that will face addiction. But thanks be to God that we serve a loving Savior who is able to save us to the uttermost, to reach down and lift us up, shake us off, get the dirt off of us, fill us with His presence, and live a victorious life. Pastor, I'm in serious trouble. I haven't even gotten to my message yet. I'm just laying groundwork. Oh, my. I am glad that many of the people who celebrate recovery have repented. I'm glad that some of you have been baptized. Now, let me just expound on that for a moment. See, there's plenty of water. You got water at home. You got water in your shower. Water in the bathtub. You got a garden hose outside. You got a water fountain. It's not about the water. It's not about the water, guys. Hear me. It's about obedience. So what must I do to be saved? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you've repented, you've taken the first step. If you have been baptized according to Scripture in Acts 2:38, because there's no other formula given in all of Scripture how we must be baptized except in that name. If you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, you've taken the second step. But guys, there's another step beyond that, to be filled with His nature and with His presence. It is when God puts Himself in your heart, in your soul. And what happens is that you can now walk out of here filled with the power of a loving God. I'm glad people have repented, that they've been baptized. But the next step is you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is what the Word of God says. I'm just going to go over deep edge for a moment. How about this? What if you're baptized? Amen. You repent. You're baptized in Jesus' name tonight. And you get filled with the Holy Ghost. What if this is the last time you ever have to go to recovery? Amen. What if this is the last time you have to see a judge? What about tonight is the last time you ever have to worry about handcuffs or buying drugs or doing all kinds of nasty things? Amen. I've been down that path. I know what I'm talking about. What if tonight you let God get a hold of your heart and get a hold of your life? I'm telling you, there is a victory to be had tonight. The chains can be broken. You can walk out of here a new creation in Christ. Your vision can come from God instead of from drugs. Your thinking can be changed in the blink of an eye. What if tonight you take a stand and say, this is the last time I'm going to have to live in a group home in recovery. God has something more for me than this. I have more to my life than this. I'm a child of God. I'm not garbage. I've been created in His image. I belong to Him. I've gone down some bad paths and made some bad decisions. But there is a God who is able, who is willing, who is desirous to forgive all of our sins, wash us in the precious blood, and restore our right relationship and right thinking. Let tonight be the last night that you have to go through recovery. Let's do something different. Amen. Now let's just clap our hands for a second. Thank you, Jesus. John 8:36 just said this. Therefore, repeat after me. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Therefore, if He sets you free, if He breaks the chains of bondage, of addiction, and bad choices, and bad behavior, if He can break the chains, you can be set free. And He who God has set free is free indeed. Can I get a witness tonight? How many of us have come in here a train wreck over the years? Bishop, I know you've seen a lot of train wrecks come in this place. And by the unction and the power and the move of God, they can be restored. Healing can take place. And walk out of here a new creation. I'm starting to circle. We're going to land here in a minute. I promise to get the name sometime. Maybe on this flight, there are folks who have lived a life that all they have ever seen is defeat, trouble. You've lived a life that is not a good life. Maybe you come from bad homes, bad backgrounds. Been down that path myself. I can talk like this because I've been down that path. Come out of the ghettos of Brownsville, East New York. Come out of a broken family. Come out of endless foster homes. Come in church, a broken man. Yet fell down on my knees and knew I needed something. Got baptized in the name of Jesus. Got my sins washed away. Got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've never looked back. There is nothing that God cannot overcome. Every sickness, every disease, every sorrow, every grief, every addiction needs to bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Everything, every obstacle that you face says in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Death needs to bow down before Him. Addiction needs to bow down before Him. Sickness and grief and sorrow needs to bow down before at the sound of His name. For He alone reigns in all power. He alone reigns in all majesty. He alone is our God. He alone is our hope. And He alone is our promise. Maybe you feel that you have nothing to offer Jesus but a life of failure and setbacks and sin and confusion. Maybe all you feel you can offer God is a life of desolation, disappointed, unfulfilled dreams, not the life that we had imagined. Put up Isaiah for me, please, 61. But God has given us a word. Verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Last month, as Pastor LJ so beautifully spoke, if all we have to bring to God is a bucket full of ashes, if that's all we have to offer Him, that's enough. Can I get a witness? That's enough. If all we have is a busted up, broken up life to bring to Him, that's enough. Because He will take that bucket of ashes and He's going to put it behind Him. Right, Pastor? And He's going to reach forward with His hand. And He's going to wrap us in His righteousness and in His holiness. And He's going to fill us with His Spirit. And He's going to give us a new life. Amen? A new life of victory. We're going to put on a garment of praise. Praise God. I hope we start singing tonight at all. Let's have some happy music. Happy music. A garment of praise for what He's done, that we can be called trees of righteousness. We are the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. If all we have to offer Him is a messed up, upside down, inside out life, that's good enough. He'll take it. He'll use whatever we give Him, and He's going to turn it back into a blessing. He's going to turn it back so that we may be blessed. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I've been going for a bit. Can I have 5 more minutes? How about 10? 5 minutes. We're going to land the plane. City of Nain. Little city. Still there today. About 4 miles from Nazareth. heard somebody lived in Nazareth. They called him a Nazarene. About 4 miles away on the plains of Esdraelon of the tribe of Nebulun. It's still there today. Jesus followed many of his disciples in a large crowd. They're entering in through the gate. He's going in. The dead man's coming out. The widowed mother is crying, brokenhearted. Now, folks, I'm just make this point. We don't serve a God of luck. Can I get a witness? We don't serve a God of chance. That widow did not win the Super Powerball miracle lottery that day. God shows up, he has a purpose. God shows up, he has a plan. Our God's nest not stumbling through eternity. God has a plan and a purpose for every single one of us and for every situation that we face. He is able and he will be there. God shows up. It's not about, I've read this book, I can't find anything about luck being a biblical gift. Jesus is the ruler of everything. Even death cannot stand in his way. Got my scripture, 1 Corinthians. He said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is the victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We have a victory. Nothing can stand in our way. Jesus is always working with a purpose. He didn't stumble into a cemetery to heal a madman and cast out demons. He didn't just accidentally trip and fall in the water and find out that he could walk on the water. He didn't just get up in the middle of a storm and hoped that he could quiet the raging sea. Just as he was powerful then in that time, his word has never lost its power. The same power that was there is here tonight, because the God who was there, it's here tonight. Amen. He has come to bring healing, physical and emotional and more. There is no sickness, no grief, no sorrow, no pain, no addiction that Jesus Christ cannot deliver us from. Can I get a witness? How many of us have seen the sick healed? Almost done. One more story, then I'm done. I'm at Port Columbus. I'm working there and got a partner with me. This old lady's walking down the aisle, B concourse. She grabbed her chest, and she fell over on the ground, little old lady. Well, Jay, my partner, we ran over there. She had no pulse. She wasn't breathing. She's dead as a doornail, whatever a doornail is, but she was gone. So Jay did what he was trained to do. He got up and ran down the hallway to get one of those electronic defibrillator machines that we keep there. I did what I was trained to do. I got down on my knees, put my hand on her head, and started praying over her and speaking in tongues and invoking the name of Jesus. And by the time Jay got back, she was breathing again. And by the time the medics got there, she really wanted to continue with her flight. But they said, nah, you got to go to the hospital and get checked out. I never knew her name. I never met her. Before or after. But it didn't matter. The only thing that matters is that I had faith enough to believe that my God can rule over death and restore that which was beyond my grasp and my understanding. My God is able to deliver to the utmost. They gave me a medal. They gave me a life-saving medal. Gave one to Jay. Got a big certificate at home, big plaque, big medal. It's in the closet collecting dust. I'm not into medals. I'm into doing God's work. Amen. I don't need a pat on the back. I just need to know that what I preach and what I teach is real. Amen. That what I preach, you can take it to the bank. What I preach tonight, you can read word for word out of that same book. I'm closing. You want to come on up? Thank you. The plane is about to land. Here's my point, what I've been talking about all night. If you have a need, and if you have faith, and if you have the power of God, you can have a miracle. Right. If you have a need, and if you believe that God is able, and have faith enough to believe, and can call upon His name, you can have a miracle. Amen. The dead can be raised. Yes, sir. People with cancer can be healed. Right. Those that grieve and mourn can have joy put back in their heart. Right. Those that struggle and have struggled with addiction can be set free. Right. Have faith. Amen. Have a need. And trust that our God is able. This is our church family. If you'd all stand with me tonight. That's why we're always talking about the new birth experience. We're always talking about repentance and baptism and getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Because it's the only way to victory. Mm-hmm. There is no other way. God made it plain. He said, you try to come in any other way, you're a thief and a liar. There is no other way. If I can encourage the people tonight, if you have not repented, you need to repent. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name,